Blog Talk Radio.
If you know there's power in the name of Jesus, somebody shout that name, Jesus. Shout the name, Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Woo! There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Let's say it together, there is power.
There is power.
Come on. We know where the power is. Shout, there is power.
There is power.
Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
coming from a people that are used to be bound by chains. I know that freedom's coming. Oh, I can hear it. And once heaven touches earth, oh, we'll never be the same.
Is too big for you.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't handle that. You know what you need to do? You need to turn it over to the Lord right now. To find you a secret place. Turn it into an altar. Get down on your knees. Lift your hand. Open your mouth. Throw your head back. And just begin to call the name of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Call him Lord, the Lord, 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 Lord.
Good morning. First, give honor to God, who's the head of our life. Welcome, welcome, welcome to our Gospel Connection. We're your host and co-host. It's myself, Co-Pastor Kashima Douglas, and Pastor D.L. Douglas, Sr. Good morning, good morning, good morning again. The scripture for this morning is Isaiah 41 and 1. Who has done this and carried it through, calling forth the generations from the beginning? I, the Lord, will the first of them, and with the last of them, I am he. Excuse me. Isaiah 41 and 1. Who has done this and carried it through, calling forth the generations from the beginning? I, the Lord, with the first of them, and with the last, I am he. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Great good morning to you all on this wonderful Tuesday. Listen, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask and think. He is our author and finisher of our faith. We're just excited about what God is doing today. I am Pastor Donnell Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God. It's what we do on a day-to-day basis. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't want you to leave this broadcast today without being empowered by the Word of the Lord. We don't want you to leave this broadcast without being strengthened by the Word of God. For the Word of God is life, and the Word of God is strength, and the Word of God is able to do just what it is designed to do. That is to bring you into the fullness of who He is and who you are in Him. Amen. Listen, before we go any further, let us go into effectual fervent prayer. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your loving kindness, God. We thank you for, God, you just being God and being God all by yourself. For we know that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Father, we don't rest in anything but you on this morning, because we know that it is in you we live, it's in you we breathe, it's in you we have our being. Father, as this broadcast go forward today, our prayer this morning, God, is that you would speak life to those who have in need of being life spoken into, God. We pray that you would strengthen them, empower them, and give them the understanding that all things are working together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. Now, Father, we speak, God, to that place, God, that very place right there, God, that they struggle with, God. We pray that you would touch them in a mighty way and let them know that all things are working together for their good. God, we pray, God, for the chaos that's in their minds, God, to silence that place, God. God, that they would be able to understand your word. God, quiet, God, the noisome pestilence that is speaking in their ear right now, God. God, we say silence those voices, oh God, that they may hear your voice on this morning. God, remove anything that is on their heart, God, that's keeping them from feeling your presence on today. God, for your presence is needed in this hour. God, let them know that, God, you are there with them. God, we pray this prayer knowing that all things, God, that we pray, God, in the mighty name of Jesus shall come to pass. Father, we thank you for it being so. God, we pray that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts is acceptable in thy sight. Our Lord, our Savior, and our Redeemer, in Jesus Christ we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. We're just excited about what God is doing. We're just excited about what God is doing. We want to make sure that we acknowledge those countries that are listening in on this morning. We love you so much. We appreciate you for being a part of our broadcast, being a part of our life, being a part on a daily basis. We thank you every day. We thank you guys. We thank you guys. We are so blessed to have you guys connected with us, and we just want to say thank you by acknowledging those countries and letting you guys know that the work that you do, the time that you spend, your time that you come on to listen in and partner up with us is not in vain. We thank you so very much. We have Canada. We have the United States, Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Nigeria. We have South Africa. We have Jamaica. We have Germany. We have Saudi Arabia. We have China. We have Hong Kong. We have Bulgaria, and we have Russia. And we thank you guys so very much for partnering up and taking out that time to come and be a part of today's broadcast. We love you so very much. We appreciate you. And we want to let you guys know, those of you all who are overseas, you guys that are missionaries and pastors and preachers and apostles that are there that have gone overseas to establish the Lord's house. We want to let you know that we are praying for you. We are praying for you. All of you guys that are ministering the word of God in those other countries, know that there is a voice that is speaking on your behalf. We're praying, we're asking God to move by his power and by his strength, not only just to cover, keep, and protect you guys, but to have his hand of mercy on your life, to have his hand of grace on your life, to have his hand of joy and peace on your life. We're praying that he will consistently and constantly be a part of your life. So know that you have brothers and sisters over on the other side of the world. We're interceding and praying for you. We're calling on the great name of Jesus to move by his power and by his strength. And, you know, we're believing that God is able to do just what he said he's going to do, and that is show up and be big in your life. And we thank you so much for being a part of today's broadcast. And we pray that you continue to listen, and we pray that this word will continue to strengthen you. It will continue to empower you. It will continue to give you that push and that drive that you need to continue the work that the Lord has given to you and continue to establish the Lord's churches where you guys are. And we love you so much for it. We love you so much for it. And grace and peace be unto your life is our prayer. Amen. Our morning PSA, our morning for 2021, Tuesday 2021, our morning PSA is coming from James 12 and 49. My PSA is I don't know what direction it's going. It's going to be kind of deep, but I want to share this morning with y'all. James 12 and 49, and it reads, I'm going to read the King James Version as well as I'm going to read the Good News Translation, because the Good News Translation is really has really blessed me. It says, "For I did not speak for myself, but for the Lord himself, having said to me, go and give me a commandment, which I have said, and what I have said, what should speak." I'm going to say that again. "For I did not speak for myself, but the Father himself, having sent me, gave me a commandment, which I should say, and what I should speak." I'm going to say that again. "For I did not speak for myself, but the Father himself, having sent me, gave me a commandment, what I should say, and what I should speak." That's the King James Version. That's the King James Version. That's the King James Version. I'm sorry, that's not the King James Version. That wasn't the King James Version. Let's read the Good News Translation. Well, you know what? We'll read the Good News Translation after we get through with this. But the title, the word that I want to share, the word that the Lord gave me to share with you on this morning is stick with the original plan. Stick with the original plan. That's the word for this morning. Stick with the original plan. I'm going to say that again because that blessed somebody. Stick with the original plan. What I said to you in the beginning, what I've shown to you in the beginning, what I have put before you in the beginning, what I originally told you when you first started out on this journey, stick with the original plan. Don't deviate. Don't go to the left. Don't go to the right. Don't hit the middle part. Don't listen to what somebody else said on the other side that was talking. That watch this here. That didn't realize or understand what they were talking about. They were just talking just to be heard and just to be seen. Listen, God says for us to stick to the original plan. Because watch, when we stick with the plan that God has already set up, when we stick with the plan that God has already orchestrated, let me help you to your blessed place. Today is Testimony Tuesday. I'm going to help you this morning. I promise you. We're going to give you some strength this morning. That's the goal of the broadcast every day, is to strengthen you. Stick with the original plan. Stick with what God has already put into your ear gate. Stick with what God has already spoke into where you need to be. Because watch this here. The Bible tells us like this. It says, "All things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose." Now, the reason why we need to understand that we need to stay in that vein is that if we deviate from the plan, we slow down the process. Come on here. I'm going to say that again. Because if we deviate from the plan, we slow down the process. I'm gonna say that again because I need the people on that back row, on the back pew back there that did not hear me, the ones in the foyer, the ones that's outside talking outside. I got the speakers outside. I want y'all to hear me. If you deviate from the plan, you slow down the process. God has already set some things in order for us to operate and for us to move. if he's already spoken, the Bible, if I had said it like this, if I had not spoken, shall I not make it good? In other words, what he's telling you is, if I didn't say this thing to you, I'm not a man that I should lie. Neither am I the son of man that I have to repent. In other words, God's saying that my word is good. You can lean on my stuff. You can pitch a tent and build a tent on what I'm telling you. You come on here. You can build your house on this. This is a solid foundation. This is good for your soul. Watch this. This is like the marrow unto your bones. Whatever I said, you can count on it. Yeah, listen, you might be in a place right now the way you said, well, Apostle Douglas, you talking about all this good stuff. You talking about all this stuff. But right now I'm in a real bad place. I'm in a stormy place. Well, watch this. Can I help you real quick? Let me bless you to your blessed place. Push you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny real quick. Come on, hop in a ride. Hop in and let's go for a ride. Watch what God told me. He said, even though the storm does there's rain going on in your life, the sun is yet shining. Come on here. You do know up under all that cloud cover, the sun is still shining. Oh, Lord. You do realize that there's a rainbow at the end of this rain. Come on. You do realize that at the end of all of this that you're going through right now, there is a blessed place for your, watch this here, for your place of ruin. He said, I will give you beauty, Shando, Rama, Satai. That was stuck in there in the city of my never by dying soul. He said, I will give you beauty for your ashes. Don't fear what you see, for the thing that is seen is temporal, but the thing that is unseen is eternal. You got to trust God even when you can't trace him. You got to depend on Lord right there. You got to depend on God more than you depend on man. Watch what man will do. Man will fail you every time. Man will make, come on here. Man will make you lose your religion. Come here, let me help you real quick. Man will make you turn to your own devices. He'll make you pick up the old man. Pick up the peace and the steel. Come here. He'll make you tell the people, listen to him and tell y'all something. Y'all get some of the parishioners together and get some money so y'all can put on my books. Because pastor is getting ready to go to jail. Come here, let me help you. This is the reason why we can't put all our eggs, as the old saints used to say, into the same basket. We can't trust people with the weight of glory. Oh, my God. We can't trust people with the weight of glory that God is revealing to us. There is a place that God is taking us to that we have to realize and understand. We can't deviate from the plan. Stick to the original plan. He said, watch what he said. He says, for I did not speak for myself. This ain't nothing that I didn't came up with. See, this is what, yeah, Holy Ghost, mess them up good. I can't speak this. I can't do this. I don't know nothing about this. I don't understand. I don't understand. I don't know why people always think that it had an audacity and it had a gall to say this is something that you didn't came up with. Let me explain something to you, sir. Let me explain something to you, ma'am. Let me give you some real indecisive news that you need to hear so you can be illuminated in your mind so you can become insightful. I did not want to be called into pastoralship. I did not want to be called into apostleship. I did not want to be called into the preachers. I'm telling you this now. I was having fun doing what I was doing. But since I've been called to do it, I'm going to do it with my whole heart and my whole mind. This ain't something that I'm just sitting up here playing with. Since he didn't call me to it, I'm going to go ahead on and do it. Now watch this here. To hell with what you think. Come on. To hell with your mentality and mindset. I'm not being funny. I'm not being sarcastic. I'm not being mean. In 2020, I'm putting the foot to the, I'm sorry, 2021, I'm putting the foot to the pedal, and I'm going to put the gas down, baby. And all you got to do is keep up. Come on here. Tap your neighbor and tell your neighbor, just keep up, just keep up, just keep up, just keep up, just keep up. Tap him and say, keep up. Tell him you can keep up with him. You can keep up with him. Let me show you how you keep up with him. You keep up with him by getting in your prayer life, getting in your praise, getting in your worship. You can keep up with him. You can keep up with him. Yeah. Stop focusing on everything that everybody else is saying. You can keep up. You can keep up. You can keep up real good. You can do this. I believe in you. I know that you can do it. Stop focusing on Stop focusing on what other people are saying. Stop focusing on the lies and the fairy tales that they're telling. All the innuendos they make it all the negativity that they can speak. Quit focusing on that and focus on the work of the Lord. He says, oh Lord, he said for us to work the work of him that sent us while it is day, for when night cometh, no man can work. If you're still working, you don't have time to worry about what nobody else says. If you're working while the work of him that sent you, while it is day, for when night coming, you're too tired to worry about what they're talking about. You're going to get some rest in your twilight hours. You're going to be rattling when you get through. You're going to be finished. Work the work. I pray, if you're working the work, if your hand's on the plow, you ain't got time to try to get, oh, Lord, you ain't got time to do it. The Bible says when they came to talk to him, they said that we got to go bury our people. He said, you take your hand from the plow. He said, don't come back. Keep your hand on the plow. Keep on driving. Keep on tealing. Keep on toiling. Keep on driving until you get to press toward the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Everything else is nonsense and tomfoolery. Everything else. Everything else shall fail. Jesus, the Christ, you do realize that the story or the parable that Jesus used about the man who built his house on sand and the man who built his house on the rock is talking about your connection with him. We build our house on such shaky stuff. Let me help you. Let me bless you to your blessed place. Let me push you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny. Stop building your house on the hopes of others. Stop building your house on the thoughts and prayers of others. Because watch this, sometimes people get tired of praying. Sometimes you just got to learn how to just talk to the Lord yourself. No, 85, 95, 100% of the time, you need to learn how to talk to the Lord yourself. Get into the presence of the Lord and talk to him yourself. This is how you keep from sinking. This is how you develop a solid foundation. This is how you develop a solid relationship with him. That was all that was all that was talking about. That was just talking about relationship. Really, we want to read that into that. I told y'all, I read the Bible a whole lot different from a lot of people because, watch this, God has given me a radical revelation behind his word. Watch what he said. He says that if you build your house on a solid rock, he said, when the storms come, oh Lord, and the rain comes, he said, you will be able to withstand that when it comes. But let me help you. Let me bless you to your best place, put you to your purpose, guide you to your destiny. Hop in and ride with me. I'm going to take you right up the corner, right up here. We ain't going too far. Watch this. When you learn that the other stuff that you're standing on was never meant for you. That stuff that you were standing on was never meant for you to stand on in the beginning. When you learn that you have to develop your own self-relationship with the Lord, when you learn how to do that, I can promise you, you will overcome that thing that has come to overcome you. Now, as I close my PSA, this is what I want to share with you on this morning. The plans that God has for you are for you. 2021 is the season to where we have to understand that the weight that we carry, everybody is not privileged to carry. I'm going to say that again. The weight that we carry, everybody is not privileged to carry. Because of the simple fact, and I shared this Sunday, but this resonated so deep in my spirit, it seemed like it's life to me now. Everybody is not processed for the place that God is taking you to. So watch this, babies. Watch this. Let me push you. Let me push you one more time to your purpose and drive you one more time to your destiny. This is my last time pushing you and driving you. Stop wasting your time on people who cannot hold what you have. Because 2021, babies, is not no time to waste. We ain't got time to waste. We don't have time to waste. I'm going to say that again. We don't have time to waste. There's too many lives. There's too many ministries. There's too many people of God. There's too many ministers and apostles and pastors dying prematurely because they're trying to carry a weight that they were not designed to carry. See, you're prematurely dying, not just physically. You're prematurely dying spiritually. And can I tell you something? A spiritual death is just as bad as a physical death because you're a walking zombie. Only thing it is, you're walking around in a zombified state trying to figure out how in the world am I going to get to where I need to get to? What in God's name is really going on? We can't get frustrated in the place where God is trying to get us to. Because watch, 2021, we on day number four. Count it, babies. We on day number four. 4 days in. Don't let the last 4 days of frustration, agitation, wrong visitation, wrong exhortation. Be the motto or the mantra for this rest of this year. Today is the day that you drop people off. So drop off mindsets, drop off situations. Tell people in 2021, listen, you rented space too long in my head. You rented space too long in my heart. I cannot afford to let you continue to live here rent-free. You're not putting anything in. You're not giving any strength. You're not giving any power. You're not giving any wisdom, and you're not giving any hope. So today is the day that I'm going to go ahead on, and I'm just going to shut the door. I'm going to shut the door, not out of spite, not out of anger, not out of whatever you want to call it. Whatever you want to call it. I don't know what you want to call it. Whatever you want to call it. I'm not fixed to leave 2020 and come into 2021 with the same thing that I had in 2020. I refuse to. I can't afford to. This is what you need to tell the people. I can't afford to carry in 2021 what I carried in 2020. And today is your day. I give you your eviction notice. I give your release papers. I give you your freedom to do what you need to do, but you're not going to continue to occupy this. Amen. 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 And amen. God bless you. Stick to the original plan. Stick to the original plan. Stick to the original plan. Everything else, chop it off. Cut it off at the head. Don't cut it off. Don't cut it off. Don't cut it off nowhere else but the head. Because if you take the head, watch this here. You take the head, the body follow. Chop it off at the head. Just go ahead on and take the head off of that thing and go on about the business, about your business. And don't look back. Don't be Sister Lot. Sister Lot looked back and turned into a pillar of salt. Now, most people would think that she turned into a physical pillar of salt. Say she turned into salt. She became salty. She became salty. She became angry. She's no more. She wasn't no more mentioned in the Bible after she turned into a pillar of salt. After that salty lifestyle, she retired to the tent. Don't be salty. You can't afford to. If you look back, you can't afford to be angry. I'm gonna tell you why. Because that was all on. That was a decision that you made. You made that choice. You made those choice. You made that choice of decision to turn. And because you made that choice of decision to turn, guess what? Now you're in that place. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. You're in that place now. Amen? Amen. Listen, God bless you guys. We're going to go to a quick musical break. We'll be right back. You listen to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
My deliverer, my God, my rock. Yeah. Lord is my builder, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation. Oh, he is my shield and the horn of my salvation. Oh, he's my high tower. He's my high tower. I will call on the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. I will call on the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. I will call on the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. I will call on the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. I will call on the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. I will call on the name of the Lord.
would have lost it all. Now I see you're there for me. Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see you're there for me. Cause I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. When I look back over my life, I knew you were there for me by my side. Say never,
never would have made it.
Oh, never,
never would have made it.
Look at your neighbor. Say, made it. 'cause I feel a switch in this thing. Yeah. I hear you stand. I hear you stand. Yeah. I ain't supposed to be on this floor, Dr. Lawrence. But I'm going to have to tell him I'll pay for it later. Because Bishop Sapp, when I look back over my life, I had to remember this position right here. It will win all the time. Somebody said that I'll never be.
Scripture. Welcome, welcome back. The Overcomer Scripture is Romans 10 and 9. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Again, Romans 10 and 9. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Amen. Amen. We are. Just crossed over into 4 days of the new year. 4 days of the new year. I don't know who this may be for this morning, but allow me to strengthen you on this morning. Allow me to strengthen you on this morning. The Overcomer Scripture. An Overcomer's Prayer is designed to make us aware of where we are. It's designed to make us attentive to what God is doing, not just in our life, not just around our life, not just for our life, but it's designed to bring us to life. It's designed to bring us to life. This is your opportunity to walk into life. You know, we have so many things that are going on in this country and in this world. And the Bible tells us clearly, plainly, without sugarcoating it in no shape, form, or fashion, that tomorrow is promised to no man. Tomorrow is promised to no man. We don't have a guarantee about tomorrow. But I can guarantee you today that if you give your life to God, if you give your life to Christ right now, if you surrender who you are to Christ right now. I promise you that your tomorrow will be to be better. Your tomorrow will be better. Your tomorrow will be better. Your tomorrow will be better. You're going to walk into a newness in God that will blow your mind, that will simply just blow your mind. Only thing you got to do is just trust him. Trust him. Trust him. Trust him with all thy heart. Lean not to in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct. He'll give you what you need to get to where you need to be. It's just that simple. It's not complex. It's not complicated at all. The only thing you have to do is surrender you. Watch this here. To him. I'm going to say that again. Only thing you have to do is surrender you to him. And he will make everything else come together. But that first must be a surrender. Now, I'm just going to extend the invitation. I'm going to extend the invitation because I want you, I really want you to walk into the newness of God. I want you to walk into a new relationship. I want you to walk into a new found development, a new found mindset, a new found hope in who God is and where God is and what God is doing. I want you to walk into all of that. I want you to be in a place to where you know who God is and God knows who you are. Is what I want for you. But watch this here. You have to want it for yourself. Today is that opportunity so that you will, that you need to want this for yourself. You want this for yourself. This is an altar call. This is an altar call. Not just an altar call, but a life-changing call to life. Here's your opportunity. No matter where you find yourself at today, know that God loves you for who you are. God loves you for where you are. God loves you knowing that you've already done some things, said some things, been some places, done some things with some people. He knows all of that. For the Bible tells us that the eyes of the Lord are everywhere, and he beholds the good and the evil. He called one translation says the just and the unjust, the sinner and the saint. His eyes is everywhere. He sees us in every shape, form, or fashion what we're doing. Watch this here. That does not define you. That doesn't define you. So here is the invitation. Here's the invitation. I want you, under your own power, to just surrender. I want you under your own willingness to surrender. It's not a forced act. It's not a pressured act. This is you making the decision to say, okay, Lord, I want you in my life. It's just that simple. Not complex, not complicated at all. Only thing you have to do is surrender. All right? So here we go. I'm going to extend to you this opportunity. I'm going to pray. I'm going to decree it. It's up to you to receive. It's going to be just that simple. So just lend me your hearts and your minds for a moment as we pray. Gracious and eternal Father, those that are under the sound of my voice right now, the ones that's under the sound of our voice this morning, God, God, we pray today, God, that you would touch them in a mighty way. God, wherever they find themselves at this morning, God, wherever they may be, whatever time zone they may be in, God, our prayer today is that you would touch them, guide them, and meet them, empower them, and strengthen them. Give them grace, hope, and peace. The power to stand and withstand, God, every situation and circumstance, God. God, that the enemy has tried to plague them with. Build them up in their most holy faith. God, right now, as they stand before you, I pray today, God, that they surrender their hearts to you. They surrender their minds to you. They release unto you, God, themselves into your mighty hand. For it is the hand of the Lord that will meet and guide and prepare and protect us all. So as they sit and surrender today, God, my prayer, our prayer, is that their hearts and their minds, God, just begin to be renewed in you, creating them a clean heart and a right spirit. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we decree this scripture over them. We decree it right now, Lord, that they confess with their mouth, that they believe with their hearts that Jesus died, or was raised from the dead, and they are now saved. God, we pray the save and safety of the Lord over their life right now. Give unto them to know that not only are you God, but you're God all by yourself. And in you there is no failure. But in you there is no mistakes made. In you, Lord God, in you. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. We'll send a special prayer out over our pastors and preachers and ministers and clergy across this country. We'll send a special prayer out to you today. We're going to pray over you guys later on this afternoon. We're going to be praying for you, but we're sending out a special prayer out to you right now, from our heart to your heart, our house to your house. We're praying that God will cover and keep you and protect you and make his face continually to shine upon you in everything that you do, that your hands touch and prosper. God, we pray, we thank God for you. We thank God for the God that is in you, that you're continuing to fight the good fight of faith, that you're not giving up in this fight. We're praying God's continually cover and protect you, and his hand of mercy be on you is our prayer. For those of you all who would like to sow in today's ministry, into the ministry today, please feel free to go to your Cash App. You could go to $WGC2020. That's WGC2020. Again, WGC2020. Go to your Cash App and you could sow there. Those of you all who the Lord has laid onto your heart to sow, please sow according to the way the Lord is sharing for you to sow. We are a ministry of seed sowers, so we take those seeds that you sow into us and we sow those seeds into others. That's how we understand. That's how we believe that the Lord would have us to do, to sow. And we reap that we sow unto others. Amen. So we're blessed to be a blessing to others. So we thank God for that opportunity. So please remember to sow according to the heart, your heart that the Lord has laid on your heart to sow. We thank you so much. Also, remember, guys, those of you all who are looking for a gift to be given this year to give to anybody, any of your maybe your loved ones, your wife, your daughter, maybe even a gifting for yourself, maybe your husband, those of you all that would like to give a gift, please feel free to do so by going to Corey Gifted Gifts Bath Bomb. These are Lady Douglas's business. I'm telling you guys, the Facebook and the Twitter and the Instagram is really blowing up about her bath bombs. Those of you guys that have had the opportunity to get your hands on some, and you know that this product is a blessing to your life. I'm telling you, this bath bomb is amazing. I'm a shower guy. I'm not really a bath guy. But I tried this for a product launch. I really like the product. It's a very relaxing product. I'm telling you, those of you all who just needed that Calgon take me away moment, that melt your day away kind of soak. That's what these bath bombs do. I'm telling you, it'll relax every bone in your body. I guarantee you, you will enjoy the bath bombs. Again, that's Cori Gift to Gift Bath Bombs. You can reach her by texting 832-816-7997. That's 832-816-7997. Or you can also go to CoraGiftToGifts34@gmail.com. That's CoraGiftToGifts34@gmail.com. You can go there, and you can also request a purchase from there as well. So we look forward to you guys being a part of that venture as well. We thank you so very much. We love you so much. We appreciate you so much. We bless the Lord for what you're doing, and we bless the Lord for where you are and why God has assigned you here. We're completely and totally blessed by that, and we thank you for sharing the broadcast. We thank you for being a part of the broadcast on today. God bless you, and we ask that you would continue to share, continue to pray for us as we continue to pray for you is our prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, do we pray grace and peace be unto your life, and that all things that you desire of the Lord shall come to pass. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
A lot of us in this house tonight, we're on the potter's wheel right now, and it's not comfortable. It doesn't feel good. But we need to just take solace in the fact that even though it may not feel good right now, as long as I'm in his hands, I know that everything is going to be all right. Just touch somebody, look them in the face, and tell them I'm in his hands.
Keep telling you to be strong, but you